Know the top stories of the day. Understand the issues that matter. This is Manila Bulletin News on Web. Your quick rundown of top news in the country and around the world. Manila Bulletin, celebrating 120 years of timely stories and timeless truths. Be fully informed. Hi, I'm Barbie Atienza. This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
Pfizer has committed to give as quickly as possible the needed supplies of COVID-19 vaccines for the country's upcoming inoculation program. Pfizer Philippines Country Manager Andreas Riedel said that Pfizer is very keen to partner with the Philippines and ensure that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is available for use in the country. Riedel also revealed that they are already in advanced discussions with authorities about the COVID-19 vaccine supply agreement. During the Senate's January 11 hearing, National Task Force Against COVID-19 Chief and Vaccine Czar Carlito Galdes said they are eyeing to secure about 40 million doses of vaccines from Pfizer. Pfizer's vaccine is already being used by over 5 million people worldwide. Based on initial data on its Phase 3 trials, the vaccine yielded an efficacy rate of 95% in the study population and 92% for all racial groups. The Philippines has extended its travel ban on 32 countries until January 31, 2021 due to the new COVID-19 variant, Presidential Spokesman Harry Roque announced on Friday. Foreign travelers from the following countries will not be allowed to enter the Philippines until the end of the month. The ban, however, does not include the United Arab Emirates. According to Roque, President Duterte will be the one to announce if UAE should be included in the travel ban. Malacanang said on Thursday that the inclusion of the UAE in the travel ban was likely following the detection of the UK variant in a Filipino who traveled from the Arab nation. However, Filipinos from the countries included in the ban will still be allowed to enter the Philippines. The Interagency Task Force for Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases directed the Department of Transportation to strictly implement issuances against airlines that allow the boarding of passengers who are prohibited from entering the Philippines. The IATF, in coordination with other agencies, may issue implementing guidelines on the exemptions to these entry restrictions.
President Duterte is hoping that his successor will be as forceful and resolute in fighting corruption in government, particularly infrastructure projects. The president discussed his anti-corruption drive while attending the inauguration of the Metro Manila Skyway Stage 3 project in Quezon City, admitting that running after the corrupt is not easy. He mentioned the alleged anomalies in some public works projects where bidding are supposedly rigged to favor certain contractors.
I hope that the next president would be as forceful and resolute to confront this almost evil practice of people going around the country naghahanap ng mga bidding tapos paghati-hatian lang nila. Kaya ang mga proyekto natin, ang pera ng Pilipino hindi sapat doon sa budgeted sa isang eskwelahan, because of corruption. Yan talaga ang totoo.
In his remarks, Duterte unleashed another profanity-laced rebuke against those who rig public bidings for the government's infrastructure projects. He lamented that this issues will lead to substandard or incomplete projects.
When I leave the office, medyo kailangan lang i-control ng susunod sa akin. It's not easy to go after them. Hindi mo basta-basta.
The president said he has already appealed to the judges against the issuance of temporary restraining orders on government projects. He claimed that unnecessary TROs only derail the completion of projects vital to the country's growth. Duterte also appealed anew the public to report complaints of corruption, especially in infrastructure projects. He said they should simply give the name of the contractor employee involved in corruption. The president meantime congratulated Public Works and Highway Secretary Mark Villar for initiating a total revamp in his agency amid complaints of corruption.
And there will be more to come. Did I not tell you a little about a few days ago, months, that I will dedicate the remaining years of my mayorship dito sa corruption? Talagang upakan ko kayo. Hindi ninyo naalaala yon, pasensya.
The president earlier expressed exasperation over rampant corruption in the government and ordered the Department of Justice to lead a sweeping probe into alleged irregularities in the bureaucracy.
And here is a roundup of news in and around Metro Manila. Let's watch this.
The City Government of Manila will launch a drive to real-time reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction or RT-PCR testing to intensify its mass testing program. The facility at Carino Grandstand will start operating on Monday, January 18 from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. At least 100 individuals will be accommodated daily. PCR tests are strictly by appointment only. Those who wish to take swab tests are required to schedule an appointment at the Manila Health Department Manila Emergency Operating Center. The testing is free, according to Manila Mayor Francisco Isko Moreno Dumagoso. Public gatherings and community celebrations are now prohibited in Quezon City to prevent spread of the coronavirus disease as the local government anticipates the upcoming fiestas and holidays. Mayor Joy Belmonte issued order dated January 12, which prohibits activities that could draw crowds including processions, parades, and Santa Cruzans, as well as ferias, variety shows, fireworks displays at the Adihan, and even videoque sessions and other public performances. According to Belmonte, they will only give green light to modest celebration inside the home and among immediate members of the family or close acquaintances, but subject to social distancing and other applicable health protocols. The local government warned the violators may be penalized under Republic Act No. 11332 or the Notifiable Diseases Act, as well as various city ordinances.
Now let's take a look at the latest news in other parts of the country, and here are the details.
Three men who were allegedly responsible in raping a 16-year-old girl were arrested in Licab, Nueva Ecija on Saturday, January 9, a few hours after the incident was reportedly committed. The arrested suspects were identified as Nathaniel de la Cruz, 19 years old, Joseph Esguerra, 22 years old, and Francis Ngangak, 24 years old. According to the police report, the suspects and the victim reportedly had a drinking spree, and when the minor was already intoxicated, De La Cruz and his companions took turns in sexually abusing her. Following the recent incident at a hotel in Makati City, hotels and other accommodation establishments in Cebu City were warned to strictly prohibit private parties inside their rooms. Cebu City Mayor Edgardo Labella has issued Executive Order No. 115 that prohibits the holding of parties in their rooms. Labella added that visitors should not be allowed beyond 8 p.m. and only a certain number of people will be allowed inside the rooms. Any violation of the executive order may lead to the cancellation of business permits. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources in Region 11 has started bird counting activities in different municipalities in Davao Region to gain information on the population of migratory birds and monitor the status of wetlands. In a statement, the DENR Region 11 said the bird watching and counting activities were being conducted through its Protected Area Management and Biodiversity Conservation Section. It added that the activities were in line with the annual Asian Waterfowl Census for migratory birds. The migratory birds from other countries such as Siberia, China, Korea, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand come in numbers during the annual bird migration season, which begins in September and extends until February of the following year.
Here are the updates from news around the world.
Global health experts gathered on Thursday to tackle new coronavirus strains blamed for a fresh surge in infections as countries including Britain and France tightened restrictions to head off the further worsening of the pandemic. The World Health Organization Emergency Committee session came as their colleagues were seeking the origins of the virus on a long-delayed mission to pandemic ground zero in Wuhan. Almost 2 million of more than 91 million people who have caught the disease have died, but the figures are widely believed to be an underestimate. Much of the planet is facing a second or third wave of infections, with populations chafing under painful and economically damaging restrictions. At least 3 people were killed, 24 others are injured in a large building including a hotel collapsed when a 6.2 magnitude earthquake rocked Indonesia's Sulawesi Island Friday, according to authorities. The country's search and rescue operations confirmed that at least one hotel had collapsed after a quake struck at 2:18 a.m. local time. The epicenter was 36 kilometers south of Mamuju, the capital of West Sulawesi, and the quake had a depth of 18 kilometers, according to the United States Geological Survey. one of the Tower of London's ravens. The conspiracy of birds whose fate is said to be intertwined with that of the Briton is missing, feared dead, the Royal Palace said on Thursday. According to folklore, if there are fewer than 6 ravens left to the guard of the tower, both the kingdom and the country will collapse. But according to one of the raven masters who look after the birds, assured worried Britons already battered by the coronavirus pandemic and the Brexit divorce, that the nation was safe for now.
And the latest in showbiz, let's watch this.
Singer Moira de la Torre surprised her husband Jason Marvin Hernandez for their second wedding anniversary. Moira shared on her TikTok account the backstory of her surprise. Apparently, Jason had been wanting to buy the new PS5, but Moira initially said no. But when Jason was finally allowed to buy one, he said he didn't want it anymore and that he'd rather donate the money to families affected by the storm. Touched by her husband's gesture, Moira decided to buy him the PS5 as a surprise. Jason was overjoyed when he found out what Moira had given him for their anniversary. Moira also shared that Jason had been working so hard and has been so selfless this entire pandemic.
The latest from Manila Bulletin Sports Section, here are the details.
American rising boxing star Ryan Garcia has been consistent in his desire to fight Filipino boxing legend Manny Pacquiao anytime soon. Garcia reiterated his plans to take on Gervonta Davis first before locking horns with Pacquiao. The 22-year-old Garcia has high regard for his idol Pacquiao, considering him among the ranks of the legends like Muhammad Ali and Oscar De La Hoya. Pacquiao's rags-to-riches story became one of Garcia's inspirations in boxing, all the more reason for the WBC interim lightweight champion to challenge the Filipino icon. Garcia maintained a perfect 21-0 record with 18 knockouts after stunning Luke Campbell in early January. In an interview, Garcia is hoping to face off with Pacquiao after Gervonta and said that he is not calling out Pacquiao but instead asking if they can share the boxing ring together and pass the torch to him.
And those are the news on web today, January 15, 2021. For more news and details, get your copy of Manila Bulletin newspaper tomorrow or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Or you may also subscribe to our newsletter through the link on this video's caption to have the day's latest news delivered to your inbox. I am Barbie Atienza for Manila Bulletin, celebrating 120 years of timely stories and timeless truths. Join us again on Monday. This has been MB Now. Be fully informed.